I'm Jacob Resnick with this news. The parent company of Fred Meyer is raising the minimum age to buy guns at all of its stores. The company Kroger will join Walmart and Dick's Sporting Goods, saying it will immediately limit guns and ammunition sales to people 21 and older. Fred Meyer sells firearms at 44 stores in states including Alaska, Oregon, Washington, and Idaho. Sales of assault rifles ended everywhere but Alaska several years ago. Special orders for those guns are now unavailable in Alaska as well. State lawmakers are considering a bill aimed at tackling abandoned boats that litter Alaska's waterways. In Juneau, more than 30 vessels in poor condition have been impounded and ordered destroyed by harbor officials since 2014. That figure doesn't include those seized, salvaged, and auctioned. Juneau Harbor Master Dave Borg says the problem is statewide.
Abandoned derelict vessels is a huge issue. I think if you look at it holistically, the fishing fleet's aging. You know, we've got tons of old wood hull boats, and people tend to have a tendency just walking away from them.
Currently, federally documented vessels of at least 5 tons aren't required to be registered with the state. Senate Bill 92 would change that. Smaller vessels would be required to have a title issued by the DMV that's kept in the state's database. The bill's sponsor is Senator Peter Michicki, a Soldotna Republican.
The intent of this bill is so that you understand the ownership of the vessel and you can start dealing with it years before what we've been doing now, so long before it ends up on the bottom.
Because right now, tracking ownership isn't easy. Current law only requires a bill of sale, even one written on a cocktail napkin. Juneau Port Director Carl Yucatel told the Senate Finance Committee that on Thursday.
Vessels are traded in bars or for a buck, and it kind of ends up that people with the least resources have to have the biggest bill to pay at the end of the useful life of these vessels.
SB 92 would streamline impound procedures. It also adds civil penalties that supporters say would be easier to enforce than criminal charges in current law. A companion bill in the House, introduced by Representative Paul Seaton, a Homer Republican, is awaiting hearings in his chamber's Finance and Fisheries Committees. In Homer, officials are considering allowing retail marijuana stores on the Homer Spit. The Cannabis Advisory Commission had recommended that officials open up the spit to retail pot shops last August. This week, the city council responded by introducing an ordinance that would allow the sale of commercial marijuana products on Homer Spit, an area that, until now, had been off limits. The forecast calls for clear and cold today with temperatures in the high 20s, remaining clear overnight with a sunny weekend, highs around 31, lows dipping into the teens, and winds around 10 to 15 miles per hour. That's your news and weather. From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Jacob Resnick.